streets. I used to be a grimy nigga, it was me and Malik. We used to hustle 24-7, money for my brethren, more paper in a day than y'all would see in a week. And when Malik got knocked for his third crime, they sent him upstate, nigga, still serving time. That's when I promised to myself I'd leave that life alone. Around the same time, I discovered microphones and beat machines. D. Swain trying to keep it clean, but I remember what it feels like to want something so bad, you'd even still write. Try to get a deal, but they had the door to the game sealed tight. Temptation is a beast. I tried to be patient, but that patience is deceased. Can you blame me? Now I'm in the game, G. And I ought to be lax, but now the old me's calling me back. And I be trying to tell him, except for the real heads, I give him the utmost respect for giving D. Swain a shot. I try to live right, but you know a leper never changes the spots. The reality is, I'ma forever have the any means necessary mentality, kid. It's the way that I'm is. It's embedded in my mind. Sometimes I think about the life I left behind, or did I? Shit, I never tell. But if I don't cut these corners, man, you know I never sell. And I ain't even trying to sell shit, I'm just trying to prevail. But it's hell trying to sustain relevance. I just can't tell if it's gonna be worth it to me in the end. Then I think of my friend Malik, he in the pen. Then let the wrong nigga in the industry. For real, scheming my way to the top. But I be trying to tell evil to chill. D. Swain and Bruno Mars and